Today we're going to be learning lesson 76, the actual command of the Bris Milah. We're still in topic 6. We're in Sefer Breishis, Perek Yud Zion. We're going to be learning Psukim Yud to Yudalad, chapter 17, verses 10 to 14 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 22. Zos brisi asher tishmeru beini uveinechem uvein zaracho acharecho himolochem kol zochor un maltem eis besar or lasechem voyole os bris beini uveinechem uvein shmonas yomim himolochem kol zochor ledoroseichem yelid bo yisumiknas kesef mikol ben nechor asher lo mizar achohu Himol, Himol, Yilid Beisecha Umiknas Kaspecha Voisov, Receive Biv Sarachem Livris Oilam, Ve'arel Zohor, Asher Lo Yimol Espisar Orla Sovenich Riso, Hanefeshahi Me Ameha, Esprisi Hefar. Let's take a look at the Psukim, Pasuk Yud. Now we're going to go to the exact bris that has to happen. Pasuk Yud, Zos Brisi, this is my covenant or my agreement. Asher Tishmeru, which you shall guard. Beini, between me, ubeinechem, and between you, ubein zar acha acharecha, and between your children after you. This is what you have to do. Himol, you have to have a bris. Lochem, amongst you, kol zochor, every male. This is the actual covenant, the bris that has to happen. And this will be two parts in Yud Aleph. Number one is the physical action, unmaltem, and you will have a bris, es besor, by cutting the besor, the flesh, of orlaschem, your covering, the foreskin that covers the sexual organ of the male. So that is the orla. You will remove that orla, that covering. Unamaltem, you shall have a bris. That's number one. That's the physical action of removing that. But then as a person lives with that body change, and one can see in one's body this change is there, so then vehoya, and it will be, that body part will be leos, for a sign, bris, of an agreement, beini, between me, ubeinechem, and between you. So this will act as a sign for the bris. It will remind us to live as God wants us to. It will remind us to have a relationship with Hashem and to be a person who emulates the Creator. We have to have control over our bodies. And when you remove the orla, the foreskin, from the sexual organ, that reduces the focus that one has on the physical pleasures. This is the bris in action and in remembering when you see that. Now, when must this be done normally? Uven, and at the age of Shmonas Yomim, 8 days, Yimol, you shall have a bris, Lochem, amongst you, Kol Zohor, all males, Lidoro Sechem, for all your generations. This is for the Jewish people. However, they also will have slaves that live amongst them. And there's two types of slaves. A Yelid Bayis, one who is born in your house, baby boys born of non-Jewish maids that are in your house, umiknas kesef, and non-Jewish babies who are miknas kesef, those bought with money, mikol ben nechor, from any son who's of a stranger, meaning from any non-Jew, asher, which is lo mizarachohu, which are not from your descendants, they must also be circumcised. And they all should be circumcised at 8 days, especially a Jewish boy who's born 8 days afterwards. If a maidservant gives birth to a baby while she's there at 8 days, the baby is circumcised. And similarly, if the baby is purchased at 8 days, he's circumcised. If they are purchased at any time later, then they're circumcised immediately after that time. So obviously there's going to be a difference why the Jews are circumcised and the non-Jews are circumcised. As we'll see in Pasuk Yud Gimel, there is a difference. The Pasuk reviews it, but now gives the focus of the purpose. Himol yumol, you shall surely circumcise. Yelid beisecha, those non-Jewish servants who are born in your house. Umiknas kaspecha, and those who are purchased with your money. because they are your property. And as your property, we can't have anyone in your home, living in your home, without a certain ethical bent, as it were. And even the non-Jew who is a servant of ours, who is circumcised, will have a little bit different of a moral lifestyle. No different than, for example, on Shabbos, we keep the Shabbos, but our animals have to keep the Shabbos. There has to be a Shabbos environment. Similarly, even though we own the slaves, and they're not really part of our covenant, but they have to be part of the covenantal environment. However, for the descendants of Avraham, the pasuk goes on, "V'hoisa brisi," but my covenant will be bivsarchem, in your flesh, the flesh of the Jews, livris olam, for an eternal covenant. Now, what happens if one does not circumcise oneself? Yudal, for orel, and one without a circumcision, zohar, who's a male. And what's the definition of an orel? Asher hu lo yimol, who does not circumcise, es bisar orlaso, the flesh of his orla, the covering of the organ. Now, when is that? Obviously, the father is obliged to have the child get a bris, but when he's older now, by the age of 13, where now he's responsible for himself, and at age 20, he's liable for punishments. So, v'nichrasa ha'nefeshi, and that soul will nichrasa be cut, me'ameha, from its people. What that means, a cut means you're spiritually cut off. There's many meanings to kares. It can include, but not excluded to, dying at an early death, not having children, but most importantly, being spiritually cut off. This connection that we've been talking about all along the last few days, this bris shows we have an ongoing, very connected relationship with Hashem. What we do makes a difference for the world. Those are amazing spiritual powers we have, but without the circumcision, you're cut off and you don't have it. This is only one of two mitzvahs in the Torah that if as a positive mitzvah, if we don't do it, we get kares, usually for transgressing negatives. But here it's so important that if you don't do a positive mitzvah, such as bris, you are spiritually cut off. Why? Because es brisi hefor, because my covenant he has broken. Let's look at the questions. Question number one. Chutz me Avram, besides Avram, lemi od tziva Hashem le'Avram l'chayev, Maase bris bifsaro. Who else did Hashem obligate to have an action of a bris on their flesh? So besides Avram, it is all his descendants as well. And we'll see others shortly in terms of servants. To targain himol. Himol means to have a bris milo. Three ha'im kol ha'zecharim mizar asher Avram chayavim lasos bris bisarim. Are all the males of the descendants of Avram obliged to make a bris milah? Yes. Four, targeim unemaltem. Translate unemaltem means you shall have a bris. Five, ma osim l'kaim bris habosar. What do we do to maintain the bris of the flesh? We make a bris, and that's how we maintain it, by cutting off the foreskin from the body. Six, ma chotchim l'kayim bris basar. So what do we cut? The foreskin of the body. So finally, what do? We do a bris, and we do that by cutting the foreskin. Seven, targeim orlaschem. Orlaschem means the foreskin or your covering. Eight, ma ho ha'os bris. What's the sign of the covenant? Shinstavu kol zchorim mipnei Avram lasos, that all the males are commanded to do. To remember when you see on your body that there is, the foreskin has been removed, and you see the bris, it reminds you of the bris. Nine, Alman Nemer, what's it saying? V'hoyo la'os bris, it will be a sign of the bris. That is the place where the circumcision happens. Ten, Bivnei Kama, at what age? Tziva Hashem limol kol zachor mizar asher Avram. Does Hashem command all descendants of Avram to get a circumcision? At 8 days. 11, Eza mitzvah yesh lasos ben shmona yomim. What mitzvah is there to be done for every male at 8 days? He gets a circumcision. 12, Targem Yelid Bayis, translate Yelid Bayis, those servants who are born in your house from a maidservant. 12, Eved Me'am Acher, a servant from another nation, Shenolad Babeso, who was born in your house, Shal Avram of Avram, O Zaro of her, his descendants, Hemichayev Lemulo, is he obliged to get a circumcision? Yes, someone who's born or a descendant of that, these servants are all obliged to be circumcised. 14, Targay miknas kesef means those that have been purchased with your money. 15. Evan shenikne meyam acher, a servant who is purchased from another nation. Al yedei Avram, through Avram or Sarah, through his children. Haim chayev lemula, is he obliged to be circumcised? Yes. 16. Targay ben nechor, the son of a stranger, meaning of a goy. 17. Madua osim bris avarim. Why do we do a bris with avarim? So there'll be no distinction in the household, that everyone is circumcised and the whole environment is of a moral environment. 18. Lakamas man tziva Hashem l'Avram v'zara l'mo. For which time has Hashem commanded Avram and his servants to have a circumcision? For all generations, all times. 19. Targem v'arel. What's an arel? Arel is one who does not have a bris, an uncircumcised person. 20. Is there a punishment for the son of Avram who does not get circumcised? Yes. 21. What's the punishment for that? The son of Avram doesn't get circumcised? It's kares. 22. Targem v'nichrasa. Translate v'nichrasa. He will be cut off. 23. Beir ha'onish. Explain the punishment. Shel v'nichrasa ha'nefesh me'emel. Explain what it means that this soul will be cut off from its people, meaning he'll be spiritually cut off. He will not have a connection with Hashem, and the actions that he does will not make a difference in the global scheme of things because he doesn't not connected to the divine power that is within him. 24. Targem hafer. Hafer, hafer means was broken. 25. Lama yesh onish kol kach chamur lezocher mizar shel Avram shenemo. Why does a male of the sons of Avram gets such a terrible punishment for not circumcising? Because he is nullifying the covenant. 26. Lahazbir, explain ma omer hapasuk esprisi hafer. What does the pasuk mean when it's saying esprisi hafer? It's saying you have nullified, you have broken the covenant. You're not interested in having a close relationship. You're not interested in having a reminder that Hashem is that close with us, and that we get that by overcoming our physical desires, and therefore such a person will not have a closeness with Hashem, and therefore he gets kares. Let's read the psukim one more time from Pasuk Yud. Zos brisi asher tishmeru beini uveinechem uvein zaracha acharecha himolachem kol zohar unmaltem es besar orlaschem vayala os bris beini uveinechem. This lesson for a few minutes afterwards, and please remember to review lessons 74 and 75. Have a great day.